build tents and live in the country.
It's 8:32 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve, disapprove the minutes.
I would move to approve the minutes previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is for just for equalization. Seeing none, Patty, I think we have on there, I'll entertain a motion to approve or disapprove Lloyd Dickinson for agriculture referee consultation appraisal service for Board of Equalization.
I'd move to approve.
Second.
Motion is by Byers, second by Jurgens. Patty, you want to visit about that a little bit?
Basically, he's going to do the ag. As of yesterday, I have 20 down in my office.
20 total or 20 ag?
20 total.
20 total.
There's more coming.
30.
30 right now.
Are you filing?
I might.
Lloyd does an excellent job. He's a professional. He's quality. He's worked for us before, and he's.
And I think it worked out really well last year. I think that really helped with the agriculture part of it. He was able to visit with the people and even go out and look. I know he said he looked at quite
a few. He's very professional. He gets it done.
I haven't had very many calls on ag.
Haven't.
More about buildings now. So I don't know if you guys have heard anything, but not too many people have called me about their ag land. So
the only comments I've had, there's a few of them, they didn't get one. And I told them, I'll be honest with you, I was like, until you told us that if you didn't have any change, you didn't get an evaluation form or whatever. And I said at the top it says change in valuation, you know.
If it goes up or goes down, you get evaluation notice. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So that's the only comment I've really had so far, I guess, that people visited about them. But
you said if it goes up or it goes down, did you send out very many of those where it went down?
Yeah, you wonder raffle.
A lot?
Yeah. Probably more in towns like Blue Springs and those areas, yeah. And some of the rural agricultural land that's irrigated, a lot of those saw a decrease. Area 2 didn't get a decrease on their dry grass, but irrigated went down in Area 2, which is Liberty, Island Grove. Most people saw a decrease in their ag land. I mean, even on the dry and in the pasture, so.
Our next meeting isn't until July 5th, and then Denny will be gone for a period of time, and I don't know how you want, if do you want to start scheduling some before then? Because we're going to have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I've got. Since I had yesterday, some of them I do myself if they're.
We're having this.
If they're residential.
Discussion on it yet.
So the 20 that I had yesterday, Daryl's coming back on the 27th. There's 11 of them that is one protester. So he has to look at those 11 on the 27th. So. They never come in until the last week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They'll come in on June 30th. I mean, that's the way that's going to be. Daryl's coming back on the 13th and the 14th of July for the hearings where we set them up. And then the 19th is when I think your board meeting is.
Yes.
So I was going to try to set those. Now, if we get a whole bunch more, that could change, but I don't know. If you want to set some dates, the only thing is he's got to have some time to.
No, we don't need to. I mean, between Denny being gone and everything else, it's just so that. Because by the 19th, that is when we'll have the board meeting where we need to approve them as a board.
We would have to have them done by the 25th, so there could be one more board meeting in there. You'd have to do a special meeting.
Special meeting, okay.
Yeah. Myron, last year we had large number two, but Patty's office and Lloyd worked through those. And had those numbers down to a minimal amount.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have plenty of time because I think most of these will be resolved, hopefully, before the crunch time.
Good deal.
We have to have time to take on your recommendation, too.
Right.
So, yeah, the final ones have to come to you. I don't even know if we had many meetings last year. Did we even have any?
There might have been one or two.
We did, but they were slight.
They were. I mean, most of it was handled ahead of time. Not like it's been in the years past.
Right.
It's been real, like, rentals and things. So these aren't anything that are real. There are a few commercial ones in there that Daryl will have to.
Most of them, the assessor's office has been really good about working with these individuals and getting them taken care of before they ever get to us. But we always have one or two people in the county that like to.
When are you gone, Denny?
I'm gone on the, I'll be back the 5th, late the 5th.
Okay. So yeah, just don't have enough now to tell you much.
We can discuss it more the 5th. I just, yeah, we'll be plenty good then and be able to handle it. Don, just we had a motion and a second, I guess, on the contract
on
with Lloyd.
And then got off. Yeah.
I got you off track there.
It's okay.
So any more discussion on having Lloyd as a referee? Otherwise, we had a motion and a second. Vote 7-0 in favor. Sorry.
Okay.
Anything else?
Homesteads are due by June 30th, so we've been going out to people's places, some of the elderly, if we can, you know, they can call us. I don't know if that's something that we're willing to do, is if they're housebound, we go out, and Linda and I went out to Flying Springs last week and helped a couple, so if they're housebound or something, we want to make sure that they get them. So.
And those people that are elderly, like Mr. Nelson, you know, he needs some help sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you guys heard much about protests or about? Have you guys got any calls from anybody? Been pretty quiet.
I did yesterday, just asking what they have to do, and I said, "Don't just write. It's too high.
Right.
Give comparables. Say why."
I look at how good you're doing. I comment on our property out in the mountains and how poorly Larimer County's assessor is. And anyway, we filed a protest. So I might not be here. I might have to appear.
You think they might keep you, you mean? Or
they might.
Temporary housing or something? Yeah.
I saw my increase there, and I was afraid she was probably having to use extra stamps just to get that letter in the mail.
Anything else for equalization? Board of Equalization. If not, we'll adjourn at 8:40.
So it's 616,000.
I do read that in.
Well, see, we have
you can read on 616,000, but I don't know. This is 16,000 of it.
I mean, I don't like it.
It's transfers.
I don't like
the road and transfers to insurance.
It's a cost situation for all of us.
I get 400,000. And then 200.
Things are really picking up in the market now because I did raise some of the
options.
But I, from what I remember, I haven't brought it yet.
Okay.
And we only have parcels as we went along.
And that's
and then,
gotcha.
Then
it went above.
Yeah. So, but he did want to get interviews, and I know he left a message once or twice.
Turn the mics off.
Before we're
adjourned.
May.
Side go through it.